This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. Remains of U.S. service members from the Korean War have been returned by North Korea. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
A U.S. military plane was sent to North Korea on a mission to pick up the remains of U.S. troops killed in the Korean War, part of a promise made by North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un during a summit with President Trump last month. The last time American war dead were recovered and returned was more than 10 years ago, stalled because of a standoff over North Korea's nuclear program, and a U.S. claims security arrangements for its personnel working in the North were insufficient. About 7,700 U.S. soldiers are listed as missing in the 1950-53 war, up to 5,300 believed to be in the North. I'm Tim McGuire.
The head of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday she's not a racist. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that story.
At an hour-long meeting with roughly 20 members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus yesterday, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said she is not a racist. Nielsen was responding to a remark from a lawmaker that she is working for a racist regime. Nielsen also assured the lawmakers that the government is on track to meet today's court-ordered deadline for reuniting migrant children with their families. As many as 2,551 children age 5 and older were separated from their families at the border earlier this year. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United Nations human rights chief says he is utterly appalled by a recent video appearing to show Cameroonian soldiers shooting to death women carrying small children. Zaid Ra'ad Al Hussein also said he's deeply alarmed by reports of abuses in Cameroon's northwest and southwest, where deadly fighting has grown between security forces and Anglophone separatists. The unrest began in 2016 with teachers and lawyers demanding respect for the region's English